B-Pod Studios.
Opinionated.
You like donuts? Nope.
And passionate.
We all know you're not the brightest bulb on the branch.
Okay? Brightest bulb on the branch?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've been a part of the XFL's Executive Vice President of Football Ops for the last couple months and really proud to be a part of what's going on and the energies that are going on. And as The Rock mentioned there, yeah, we have a nice relationship, a collaboration with the NFL that we've been working on for the past few months, the Football Ops Department and Troy Vincent on player safety, physically, mentally, some equipment developments, technology developments, officiating and rules developments that we're kind of collaborating on and talking about, trying to just evolve the game and have the best practices for the player experience, for the player development, not only in state-wise, but also some international developments and collaborations that we've been working on and will continue to work on. So I think it's an exciting opportunity for us, the XFL, for also the NFL to, hey, let's do some things. Let's work with some things with the XFL that we've been wanting to do, but you guys can really sink your teeth into it and get it done for us. So I think it's an exciting collaboration all the way around.
Good job, T-Bone.
Hi.
It's like Tyler running the board last week.
Oh, T-Bone. You've never looked better.
Did you get a raise?
You've never looked better than you did on Friday.
Notice anything different? Your check?
No. Stop giving him a hard.
XFL is coming back for a third time. Third go-round of the XFL. It's now owned by The Rock and Danny Garcia and Redbird Capital. Those are the companies and people.
This time it'll work.
The Super Bowl is back in Los Angeles.
Mark Ross, was that guy's name? Who was just speaking in that clip?
He's got a little Nick Sirianni feel to him, and we're gonna do the best we can and just load it up and collaboration with, you know, and just put out a good product and new equipment and reffing and rules.
You're doing a little Pete Carroll thing here.
No, it's got a little Nick Sirianni when he got a little Sean McVay to it.
Yeah. It's got a little Morgan Freeman to it.
Wasn't the second?
I watched that again this weekend.
Wasn't the second one a COVID casualty, though, kind of?
Yes.
Yeah, partially.
I remember when the first one
still be around?
First one was good when it first came out.
I don't think it would be around. And so I guess the difference on this one is they are going to allow NFL players to potentially participate in this and be a developmental league for the NFL, which will give it its best chance to at least survive. The president of the league is this guy, Russ Brandon. He's a former exec with the Bills. And he has said that for years, people within the league have sort of said, we need to find something like NFL Europe, where we were able to put guys that might be bottom of the roster, futures contract type of guys, somewhere to see if they can develop into what is good enough to make a roster in the NFL. And there are a bunch of good players that made their way through NFL Europe. Like, okay. That wasn't a crazy thought. Adam Vinatieri was an NFL Europe guy. Like, there were guys that went to Europe, played for a season, and got better and were able to sort of continue to make their case that they belonged in the NFL. But I'm still not convinced that this is going to work.
No, that's not what they want. Katie just asked me about this yesterday because she must have heard something about it. And she said, do people, you know, want like something different from the NFL? I said, no.
Your daughter, I said?
Yes. Huh. Because it seems odd to somebody. It's like, kind of, you know, like pays attention and sees, do people want like more? I'm like, well, they want more, but they want more of what they already have.
Hmm. Right.
You know?
We don't want a lesser product.
You don't want a lesser product, and you don't want something that is going to be just I'd put it this way. The XFL doesn't want to be a feeder league to the NFL. They want to be their own thing. They want to be, I'm sure, in their master plan and whatever their business model is, it's like, someday we're going to be just like the NFL. Right.
Well, that's stupid because they're not. And so this is
the amount of money that goes into it every time they do this. You think they're doing it just so they can be the D-League of the NFL? That can't be what their main goal is.
Isn't there some money in the D-League in sort of the NBA?
It's got to be.
Again, if one entity owns the entire league. right? Whereas
the main the Red Claw's making any money?
No, because it's one team. They're probably making a little bit of money, right?
Opening Maine Celtics.
Sorry,
the Maine Celtics.
It's the worst name change ever. They must make a little bit of money. There's going to be some money in owning the team. And if you own 10 of them, well, all of a sudden you're making real money on it, which is why these big investment guys, Redbird, want to get in on that.
Isn't that like Gatorade now, though, because it's the G League?
Yeah, I think you're right. Whatever. Aha. But
G League.
I would say G4. That the only shot you have
G-level special sauce.
Of making it is by trying to be a minor league team. You're not going to. No one's going to compete with the NFL.
No, no.
Right? The USFL is launching again this year.
You know what, USFL, you want to be creative? Bring back the old Apex and Pony turf shoes. Play on real turf.
That'll bring in the viewers.
Bring back the white neck collar. You know, the round one that you put around.
I had a turf.
Bring back the long sleeves. Don't have it cropped sleeves and shiny.
I had a turf shoe question for you over the weekend. Called you and you didn't pick up. And what? Normally you'll call me back. Well, it's too late now.
Oh.
Forget about it.
There were three different kind of bottoms.
Yeah, well, I had questions, but...
You had nubs, you had flats, and you had wet rats.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
Fat load of good, it does me.
However, by the way, I love the pony. This should be stated, and that is that the guy, Danny Garcia, and all of this, one of the owners of the league, said that as of right now, there are no sharing agreements. So I think that what they're angling for is to... angle to be a league where guys play there and then sign a contract in the NFL, right? But I think what they're angling for long term is to have guys who are at the end of a roster in the NFL also be allowed to play in their league. And they're trying to form that partnership with the league to become that league, to become NFL Europe. They can't say that now, but I think that's their end game.
I understand its value. I understand why, you know, the NFL would be supportive of it. They want people to be invested in these teams and watch them and care if they win or lose. And that's the biggest obstacle about caring whether or not a team wins or loses. What team? Oh, they're bringing back the old teams from the... And I
can I give you a reason why people would suddenly give a damn about who wins and loses an XFL game? Widespread gambling. Legalized gambling.
Yeah, that's part of
it. And people who like to gamble on football. And if you can put football... In months where there is no football and you can become interested in watching these teams for the purposes of gambling,
it's
going to make it better for that league.
And there are still people, you mentioned the USFL, Felger and Mazur were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. How they have
Loves that thing.
Fond memories of the USFL.
I'm
like, good for I went to a Michigan Panthers game. I have barely a memory of it, much less
I remember Houston Gamblers. I remember that Jim Kelly played there. Steve Young was down in Tampa. Or no, he was the LA Express. Steve Young was LA Express.
He then went to the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, and just like the cool logos. I love the logos.
Herschel Walker was in the USFL.
Yep, Generals. Yep. Cool league. Like the logos. Good. They had the uniforms down. It's half the battle, man. Half the battle. Now you got to put people in seats. That's a problem.
But the USFL competed for real talent.
They had real talent.
Top-end talent. You know, players that are now in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Were playing in the USFL. That, I don't think, is ever going to happen again.
Who'd Flutie play for? He was a Jersey guy, right? Jersey Generals. I think so.
Mm. Yeah. You are absolutely correct. He played for the New Jersey Generals in 1985. One season before he ended up with the Bears.
Mm.
How'd he do? What were the stats? Yeah. Did they win? Who cares?
Can you find that anywhere?
Who cares? I don't care. I don't care about any of these teams. I don't care if they win or lose. And by the way, aren't you still going to gamble on teams that you care about or teams that you know something about? You're going to have to learn about who's on the team and knowing what's... I guess not. People bet on soccer and they don't know anything about it.
People bet on basketball games all March Madness long.
Teams have no idea at all. Yeah, yeah. I answered my own question there.
It's exciting.
They won't care. It's money. They care about the money.
It's about the fun. It's about that fun. It's about that rooting interest that otherwise you would not have. And I think people like to bet on football more than anything else.
Yep.
So if you give us more football to bet on.
A lot of ways to bet on it.
There's so many great ways to bet on it. That's what I think it comes down to. If you can wager on it, like we're good, you know, most states are allowing now. Not this particular state, but many states are allowing at this point in time.
Flutie threw for 2,100 yards in 1985.
How many games did they play? How many games were in a USFL season?
Four.
Two good, preseason, good two month. Regular season.
1 month.
18?
Jesus! Wow. Damn. I don't remember that.
My, oh my.
Team says team record 11-7.
I tell you what it could be good for, and I'm not talking about the mad scramble to the 50-yard line to gain possession of the ball to see who gets it first. I'm not talking about rules
crazy
like that.
Crazy drill? You don't like that?
Some other interesting rule changes? Try them out there. See how they work.
Like the fourth down and 15, the fourth and 15 play?
If you're going to force that down my throat, try it over there first.
Well, that's what they want. That's what right now they do want to do.
How about challenging pass interference calls and stuff like that? Challenge it, you know, making everything challengeable, all that stuff. Try it over there. See if it works.
I'd like to see the fourth and 15 play when it's like a competitive play as opposed to the Pro Bowl.
Right. Where it means something.
They weren't defending.
It was two-hand touch.
We'll get to your calls coming up on this. I see some high levels of interest here in this XFL return. We'll talk about that. Also, a story from the Olympics. Are the Olympics over? Are we done?
I think so. I believe they are.
Is it over?
What, you didn't watch the closing ceremonies?
Did that happen already?
I don't know.
Okay. Story from the Olympics that I know Zoe is very interested to talk about here. We'll do that coming up as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Austin Holmes.
Here are Zoak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
A couple of quick updates there. Danny Garcia, I apologize, is a woman, not a man.
D-N-I.
A number of people tweeted me about that. Thank you for that heads up. But she is apparently the ex-wife of The Rock. Is that the connection?
Oh, yeah.
Mike tweeted that. Said it's his ex-wife. Find that out.
Was that the one he went back to save his kid because the daughter was in the... Oh, I'm thinking of a movie.
No, that was a documentary.
He flew a helicopter.
Yeah.
Went back in like the world.
Yeah. The Rock is her ex-husband. They divorced in 2008. They're in business together. That's nice to hear.
Yeah. Good for them.
Not acrimonious. They're trying to put the XFL together. Ryan is in Boston on that. What do you got, Ryan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
So just a quick idea for the XFL. They can use it as a second league for the NFL. Teams like the Jags and Jets, awful year in and year out. They get sent down. Two teams get sent up at the end of the year. Two best teams from the XFL. What
relegation. It would be.
I'm sure those owners of those teams would love that.
It's fantasy. It's never going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Bringing relegation to American sports would be something fun.
What you should do, though, is be like, your best team in the XFL should play the bottom barrel team for like some sort of bowl. Like the Jets would play the top
toilet
team.
Bowl.
Yeah, toilet bowl. Dan, Mr. Clean Bowl.
Dan is in Plymouth. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Love the show, man.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while, and now that you're talking specifically about the XFL, I want to bring it up.
Sure.
The original XFL had, for instead of a coin toss, had a scramble
yep.
to grab possession of the ball.
Love it.
And I mean, that would be a quick fix to the overtime thing. I don't know why the NFL doesn't adopt that.
So wait, the winner of the scramble just gets the ball to start the overtime?
Yeah. Cheeto.
Okay, it's not like you determine the game on that. You're not going to...
No. But instead of coin toss for it, you know, I really want to hear Zoe's opinion because he's kind of always... He's been saying he likes OT the way it is.
I do like OT the way it is. I think you needed some compromise to where it's not sudden death. But if you're good enough to be in the damn game, all you have to do is hold your defense one time. Hold the field goal. And your offense goes down and score, you win. So it's not like it's sudden death. Or if you're good enough to be there in a playoff game, stop the other damn team. Don't let them drive it down your throat. If they do, they deserve to win. I like it the way it's set up. I don't have a problem with it. But I tell you what, I say leave them in a locker room. The start of games, this XFL thing. Hold the door shut, and then everybody at the same time open the doors, and then it's a mad dash to that football on the 50. But you don't tell them where it's going to be on the 50. It could be on a visiting sideline. It could be on the other sideline. Could be in the middle. Could be two-thirds of the way out.
Man, what do you mean you don't tell them? They're going to see where the ball is placed.
They're going to see it, but you got to come on. There's going to be that one hesitant step that's going to screw the team to where one guy's going to run into the other. Like, oh, where's that? Oh, it's over there. Because you can't find it right away. You know what I mean?
When
in your vision, as soon as you come out, like, where the hell is that sucker? It's a big field. It's bigger than you think. You can fly out of a locker room and you can't. Does it mix with the logo at center, you know, in the middle of the field? Hey, you got to make it crazy, right?
Okay,
you're saying
yeah.
All 53?
Yeah. Turn them loose. Coaches included.
Turn them loose. Joey in Kingston. Hi, Joey.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
So just to go back to the All-Star talk, I was listening early and actually shocked to hear the lack of interest in this town. I went to the hockey game and it was great. Hung around Boston during the baseball All-Star game and this town was hopping.
It's great.
It was great.
But remember that when baseball was baseball though, late 90s.
Like, yeah, but Joey's talking even about the NHL, which was never a huge event, right. But it was good for the town.
I agree.
It was, and so I just looked up real quick, too, just I couldn't get the hockey one, but with the baseball All-Star game, just the economic impact in Boston, I mean, it was $65 million, that's what's on record, but no other town came close until the Yankees in 2008. They tripled it.
Wow.
I'm just surprised. We can accommodate, you know, people. This is a great destination town. I was just actually really shocked to hear that this morning.
It's ridiculous. I mean, they put the Pro Bowl and the hockey in Vegas at the same time.
And, Joey, I will say this.
The city just absorbed it.
Baseball certainly has an advantage being in good weather months, right? So it's
true.
Great to come to Boston when the weather's good and you can be outdoors and, you know, all of it.
February in Boston sucks.
It sort of does.
That's why no game, no Super Bowl here ever, probably down in Gillette. So
that's part of the problem, too. Like, Hardy, you were down around the Garden the other night. You talked about, like, you know, if you get off at the wrong stop or if you got to walk a long distance, it was cold.
and
it was blowing. And picture it being like All-Star Weekend with lines at bars. Would you stand in line at an hour outside?
How much of an economic impact did Tool have on the city this weekend?
How much Coca-Cola did they sell?
I'm sure it was a windfall for everyone involved, especially for the businesses that people had to walk past that they were not intending to because the tea was not running during certain stops.
Right.
On Saturday for some reason. One-way service.
Brilliant.
On the track,
huh?
Whatever that means. I don't know.
One-way, as in you don't get to go home?
Why don't you get your dumb ass off at State Street and then you could either get on this bus and we'll take you the Garden-ish. You know, we'll get you close, or you can stay on and go up to Sullivan Square.
Oh, no, make no mistake about it. The MBTA is a hot mess.
You'd have to have that thing sort of redone, reorganized for that type of weekend.
You got to get off at State. I'm going to North Station.
No, not tonight. You're not on this train.
What about when I leave here? You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Get off and walk.
Use your thumb.
You're a big boy. You'll figure it out.
Get off the train. Get off the train. We're not going anywhere. That's the end. Last stop, State Street. Get out. There's a bus waiting.
Get off.
They just changed their mind in the middle of it.
Go upstairs. Walk down the sidewalk. You'll see some buses parked on another street. Just get on them, and maybe you'll end up where you're wanting to go. Maybe.
You might have to pay. You might not have to pay.
Watch out for the third rail.
No, yeah, I didn't have to pay either. That was the weird thing. When I finally made it back out of the train much later that night after
taking an Uber.
Sometimes they care, sometimes they don't.
Get to a station that's actually open. I go in there. I take my my ticket out. I don't have a Charlie card. You know,
what's a Charlie card?
Like a plastic card as opposed to a paper card.
You reload. I take the train, maybe once a month or something. I just buy one round trip ticket, and the guy standing there, he just waves me through. I'm like, oh, you know what you should do? Is charge everybody and keep all the stops open.
Nah, no charge tonight. We're doing like a half-ass train here, so just get on. We're fine.
Right.
Sometimes they just open both doors, and you can just walk in the back door.
It was like that in Denver when I rode it. Like, it was an honor system. What? And I just got on.
Too many people.
We're going to the garden. Why do we have to get off at State Street? One-way service tonight. What does that mean? I'm only going one way. I just want to go that way. Can we go that way?
Nope.
But there's no discussion. There's no one to ask. No, you just get off.
I swear to God, those green lines.
You thought you were getting dropped off at North Station. You gotta just get on
this. Does not help our effort to get Zoe on public transportation.
Do you know how pissed I would be if that happened to me that night?
Imagine Zoe on one of those short Green Line trains. Those like two car
trains.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you're talking about. We'll do it one day. I told them. I said you should film this. You do them.
Yes, make a mockery of people who are actually using
thousands of transportation. Have to do that every day.
Yeah. Right. This is why. Yeah, this is why I don't take. This is over 95 Sports Hub, and this is why I don't take the train. And film it all.
So you want them to pay for that?
We'll call it a new web series, "Out of Touch with Zoe."
Five things I don't know about the city.
Right.
Let's go. Boom.
Right. Right. All of that. Olympic. Do we find out if the Olympics are
Nobody
over yet?
Knows.
I asked this.
Nobody knows.
I
Olympics.
Googled it.
Closing ceremonies happen on the 20th.
Are the Olympics over?
I got five people. I got five people in my house. Not one person has watched one
closing
single
ceremony in Beijing
2 days ago.
And they're all over Peacock and everything.
Yeah, it already happened. It's done.
Okay,
it's
so done. The Olympics are over.
Done.
42% drop in rating.
Is that bad? How happy are you? If you're NBC, how happy are you right now?
You have that thing.
I love NBC.
Yes.
NBC Sports Boston for the win.
Wake up. Nobody wants the Olympics. 40, times have changed.
42%.
Real sports. Real sports.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
42.
Okay. But there was a story over the weekend that cannot be ignored and needs to be studied for future Olympics so that it never happens again. We'll tell you about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me. I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, we have learned today, breaking news, the Olympics have ended. That's we discovered that today. If you look in the guide on your television,
but that
there will be no Olympic
right
coverage on NBC
a
tonight.
Scroll thing. Right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently that's...
So don't go watch the Olympics tonight for watching our show. We've got more people watch our show here than the Olympics.
Done. Olympics over. They're done. They're all over.
So not our problem.
So that happened. But this story has made headlines worldwide over the weekend. An international story of concern. The men's 50-kilometer mass start race at the Beijing Games. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay over there? You all right?
I've taken
Is Hardy dying? Is
no, he, I have to take okay? an I have to take an antibiotic, and it is the worst-tasting pill I've ever had in my life.
Did you
life.
Just see what just happened? Did you just take it? Did you just take it?
Yeah, I got to take it freaking four times a day.
Yeah,
and it is.
Clap?
It. Do you want to talk about this?
No.
I do. He said it, not me. I'm concerned for you.
Ties together with this story.
I just saw some sort of reaction out of you that I've never seen before. God. I'm very concerned for you.
So bad.
What is it? Is it because you tasted the pill or you couldn't swallow the pill?
I try and get it all the way in the back of my throat.
It's too big to swallow.
We will see you on Friday.
Metro, thank you. Metro didn't. I don't even know how.
Why don't you break the pill in half?
Well, that would probably make it worse.
I think it would make it worse.
Yeah. That would expose more of the taste.
Ooh. Ugh.
And a small, tiny, could be a tooth infection. We don't know.
So is this that same tooth giving you issues again?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
that. Ah, damn. I hate teeth. They really are the worst.
The teeth are
really
the worst.
There's nothing worse than teeth.
I think it's working, but it is...
A tooth abscess.
I hate going
bad.
To the dentist. I hate all of it.
Out of all the pills I've taken in my life, this is by far the worst one I've ever had to take, and I got to take it four times a day. The taste is, it's horrifying. I try and do it when I'm doing something else, so I don't think about it.
You mix it in yogurt. I did it with my dog.
I'm not a dog.
Yeah.
How about a rabbit and a piece of
peanut
bologna?
Butter? Hot dog.
Peanut butter.
Oh, the hot dog.
Down. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I thought you were choking. I thought something was wrong.
So that's the worst part. When I go to take it, sometimes the taste is so bad that I'm not able to swallow it, and it stays on my tongue for like an extra 5 seconds. You got to do the extra, you know, like a couple of glasses of water. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Having fun, everybody? Good.
Already done.
What does that sound like? Oh, I'm going to get some cinnamon nicotine lozenge.
It's like we struck a nerve here. Sort of like that tooth striking a nerve.
Yeah.
Oof. It doesn't hurt. It's just there's a...
Speaking of nerve endings.
I don't want to get into it.
You know what? I don't know what medication you take after this happens, but what happened to Remy Lindholm, he's a Finn. He needed a heat pack at the end of the race in this shortened race. It went from 50 to 30 because of the conditions. They said this... cross-country skiing race needs to be shortened due to the weather. This is extreme cold. It's dangerous.
Winter sports.
Wow, shocker.
Delayed because it's
cross-country
too cold.
Skiing. Not
delayed,
it's cold,
and then they change the event. Imagine training. Like, you train what? For years to do this?
Did he ever you're train?
The only, no, you're he the only people in the world. For it.
You're the only people in the world training for 50-kilometer cross-country skiing
events. And you can't
events.
Make it.
And then you get to the Olympics, and they say, you know what? It's too cold. We're going to do 30. What if you're most competitive in the 50 because your best part of the race is the last 20 kilometers? What? That's where you widen the gap and win. Nope. The Olympics, they apparently can just completely change the event on the fly. Mm.
Yeah, because it's all made up to begin with, but okay.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Well, Lindholm spent an hour and 16 minutes on the course in howling, freezing winds. And according to this story from Reuters... Okay, legitimate news source.
Yeah.
This is how they phrase it in the story. This led to his penis becoming frozen for the second time in a cross-country skiing race. He had a similar incident in Finland last year.
This happened to me a little bit skiing in West Virginia once.
Of course it did.
I'm serious.
Of course it did.
What happened?
I'm going to tell you what the guy did.
What did he do? You have brilliant. A theory about
this.
Happened.
I told Flynn this today.
Yes, by all means, they skip to the end.
It. Yeah. What do you think he did?
There's only one way to warm this up properly.
Pissed himself.
said the mountain man.
You let go a little. You let it go a little.
So he had a little leakage.
The only way it freezes like that, and it's happening once skiing, where accidentally I landed and a little bit came out. And you're like, oh, that's warm. And then it gets cold.
Yeah, because once, it's wet.
The moisture. Yeah. And this is the only way this thing
so
throws.
This is a...
I'm sorry.
A urinicycle.
Like, yeah, it's not like you're completely dry all of a sudden. You get these ski suits on. And now all of a sudden you've trained all these years. And then they cut the race. And now all of a sudden you're frozen all of a sudden for the second time. This guy's got a problem in major competition.
Back to
this
you.
This happens with football players. I play with linemen and just let it go during a game.
The uricycle.
And I'm looking down and you just see their shoes filling up with it. And I'm like, what
I'm
are
sorry,
you doing?
Their shoes?
Yeah, they just let it go because they go, oh, I got to go. And you can't run in.
So they get soakers as a result?
And you just squishy and they just let it go down their pants.
Wasn't that what Mark Schlereth used to do?
Mark Schlereth used to do it. Bob stink. Cratch. Dave Wallaba, all of them. Like, yeah. Wet pants. You're like, oh, now you got to put
they
your hand there.
They just let it go.
Let it go.
But if you, I don't know if that's, do you we think that's what guys, this individual did?
It could be. Lindholm? Because you're out there in the mountain and all of a sudden I can't, you got those full body suits on. You can't just,
unzip and say, hey, let's go. You know?
Hey, you got veins running through your penis, knucklehead. No,
that's the only thing that makes sense to me, because I've then like, oh, man, now I got to get new penis. Because it's cold.
This is all the more reason why everyone should do what I do, and that's put a condom on each day. And that helps insulate and warm.
Do you think that would have helped him?
Absolutely. You ever put on a pair of latex gloves underneath your outer gloves?
Yep.
Your hands will be sweating. Your hands will never get cold.
You do that when you're chapped. It keeps your skin nice and moist.
Mm-hmm. Well, he explained after the race that he used a heat pack to regain blood flow sensation, get the nerves working again, saying, quote, when the body parts started to warm up after the finish, the pain was unbearable, he said.
Oh, when your fingertips start to...
So then it's like frostbite, where part of it can fall off. Like your fingers, and you say, you might remove a finger or two.
Right, he should be happy that it didn't freeze and break off and die. You know, you can't have that.
Gangrenous.
Unbearable.
How'd that pain. Poor soccer team with the remember when they became they ate each other.
Why
they crashed in the out?
It was rugby.
Rugby. Was rugby. You're right.
Oh, in the plane crash
back in the day, and they had to decide what are we going to do? We're going to become cannibals.
Yeah, right.
Would you do that to survive?
I probably.
I mean, you probably would. You say no. That
cut out a piece of muscle.
Awful. If it's life or death, you'll probably.
I would eat it.
It's not like they killed a guy. Yeah. Okay, it wasn't Lord of the Flies here, but it was. Okay, he died.
Yeah. It's not like you're chewing on a finger. I mean, they cut a piece of the muscle out.
They ate the pilot first, at least in the movie they did, because they blamed him for crashing.
Right.
They blamed him for the crash?
Yeah.
Oh. Was it his fault?
According to Ethan Hawke, it was in the movie.
Mm. It's a good movie.
We should have asked him about it the day Ethan Hawke was in the building.
So you think he peed himself a little, and that's why.
I think a little bit came out, and he's just like, oh, he killed himself coming down the hill.
Now, the question is, how many other racers did this happen to, but they're ashamed to admit it, that they also had a case of this?
That's the only logical thing.
You think there's only one guy
in
the mix there that had
he's the only guy that has the frozen thing every time. You know?
What happens is it's the veins in your hoo-hoo.
How many frozen hoo-hoos were there out there?
Good question. They probably didn't let it go. You think about it, it makes sense.
Terribly sad. What did Mike Flynn have as a theory on this?
Well, Flynn's like, hell yeah, I played with a ton of guys that just let it go.
So he thinks he's got a sound theory.
Because that's brilliant. Because anytime you put water in anything, like when you're drying, it's freezing outside, it freezes up. Mm. Your gloves get wet when you're out in it, 10 degrees, you're trying to shovel your sidewalks, and that, guess what gets cold?
Was that Chris in Boston who called us that day with that? I wonder if he's got any expert analysis on this
probably
particular case.
Yeah.
And if he's got any preventative measures the way Hardy does, which is,
it's good for a lot of different reasons.
Yes, of course.
It's just, it is safe, safe, safe.
Better to be safe than sorry.
Right.
Or frozen. Bruins with their best win of the year, according to some, against the Avalanche at TD Garden yesterday.
Best 60 minutes, according to Pasternak.
Let's get to that coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
3 seconds left. It squirts to the high slot. And a shot that cranks off the post as time expires. Mikko Rantanen denied. Jeremy Swayman picks up the win. It's his 11th of the season. But the Bruins, with a sterling 60-minute effort here today, they register back-to-back wins for first time in just about a month. David Pastrnak with a couple of goals, and the Bruins stick it to the best team of the National Hockey League. Your final here today, Bruins 5 and the Avalanche 1.
I think it was the best game of
of this year, you know, if we're talking full game, 60 minutes. And, you know, we just stayed in the moment. We were really energized and you know, it was a great win for us and big 2 points.
Oh, the way it is. It's just the way it is. Things will never change.
I'll wait till it kicks in.
Tupac. Come on. I'm going to say pay Bruce Hornsby for this.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Somebody can.
Okay.
Two points. 2 points.
Let's get to it. And that would be the Bruins yesterday. We will get back to the calls in a moment because we have a very important one waiting.
Dewey.
But yesterday, Bruins win 4-1 final?
5-1.
5-1?
I think 5-1. It was 5-1.
Yeah. 5-1. And everyone is celebrating this as their best win of the year.
Full 60 minutes, buddy. Just heard Pasta.
Pasta talking about it being a full 60. Best 60, blah, blah, blah.
Can't you do it all the time?
What? Is everyone really buying in on that?
Well, they played the Avalanche. So I think the opponent.
Great team.
You spanked an opponent.
Third road game in a week. They're on the road. And you know what they did? I'll tell you what happened yesterday. What the Avs did. They overlooked the Bruins. That was a built-in, oh, we can cruise in that game. That's what that is.
What was the game last week? The Bruins got their ass kicked, but they were favored in. Remember they thought that one we should all bet on?
They thought, Bruins
scheduled
suck.
Loss.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. Let's make sure we win the first two out of the gate here on the road trip. And then all of a sudden they overlook Boston, and it's the third game, and they've traveled. They're out west. Then they were in Buffalo. Now they're in Boston, and they drop one. And the Bruins played them tough a month ago, too. Remember that game? That Avs game, that's one I actually watched, the late one, where they had was it, goal in the last minute to send it to overtime, and then they won it in overtime.
Yep.
So Bruins played him tough last month, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good matchup. I'm not willing to look at this and be like, season's turned around. Bruins are hot. Like, it's one game. That's good. Well, it was a good win. Good for you.
Two wins in a row. We heard Judd say it at the end of the clip there, for the first time in almost a month, two wins in a row.
You've been looking for this. Plus,
doesn't that sort of tell you a little bit of a story there, though? So you piece together two wins in a row for the first time in a month?
That's how bad the month's been.
Yeah.
You've been up and down for a month. Like, you know you're a decent team.
I'm just saying I'm not taking it as any sort of proof of them being capable of competing against anyone or going on. No, it's a singular game.
So the Avalanche said, let's really concentrate on that Sabres game. Then we can just coast against the Bruins.
Well, they look past a couple in a row, T-Bone.
Well, that's their whole trip.
Bottom line, you survived.
Avs underestimated the Bruins.
They look past the trip.
You survived the Marchand, suspension. That's what you did. You treaded water. You more than treaded water. And you found a way to get two in a row here at the end of Marchand.
Oh,
you're coming back.
How about that suspension being upheld, by the way? That happened after we last left here on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, after he had already served four or five games.
Yeah, I mean, there was no shot of that thing getting knocked down.
No.
None.
No, or they would have done it.
Not at all surprised by that.
Do you think them treading water without Marchand affects how they view the forward market and the trade deadline?
As in they're not looking for one anymore?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know one way or the other, but all I know is that they shouldn't go buying because the prices are absurd and they shouldn't be paying those prices.
All right.
And we know that in a fantasy world, the best move long-term for them would probably be to sell. But they're not going to do that.
I don't understand the selling thing that you're talking about. What are they selling?
You don't think that they have at least some guys on this team outside of...
They're a playoff
team.
They're
not trading Marchand. They're not trading Bergeron. Yeah, I know they're a playoff team. They're not going anywhere. That's why I say it's fantasy. They would never do that. No team would ever do that. No team that's in a position to be a playoff team is going to sell. But the prices are good for the sellers right now. What's this team next year, T-Bone? What do you think they're going to be?
I have no idea.
Think they're going to be much improved
next
season? You think this roster is going to be getting better?
I don't know.
I just don't know what their options are. That's fine. Listen, play it out. Get to the playoffs.
Yeah, play it out. Get to the playoffs. Get in. Don't sell.
Don't tell me they can compete.
Your scraps.
Don't tell me they can compete with anybody. I don't buy that. I don't believe that, and I don't think you do either.
Just beat the Avalanche 5-1.
I don't think that's nice. Good win.
Nothing Swayman now. Win. Now that Swayman knows he's
I
the
think
guy.
Swayman's great. You kidding me? Yeah. I've always been a Swayman guy. Allmark blows. Not a fan of him. Swayman, high on Swayman.
Sell him.
How about DeBrusk?
No effing way. DeBrusk. Nobody wants DeBrusk. They already tried that.
Yeah, what happened with that? I thought Jakey was gone.
I could see them moving him.
Can you? Our caller dropped off. What happened there?
That's okay. He'll call back.
Chris in Boston.
We got to do headlines. We'll get him money on the side.
Can we get him back?
Yeah, sure.
Why? What do you want to talk about?
Well, he has detailed information from a medical perspective on what happened to the skier, the cross-country skier.
Oh.
Maybe he wasn't wearing underwear.
Well, no, he most certainly was not. That's not something they wear in that. I mean,
yeah. And Lauf has a problem.
What's his problem?
Oh, he's got an abundance of something in his office that we could talk about on the other side, too. It's starting to build up.
An abundance of something in his office?
Yeah.
Is it a problem with us?
No. It's the popularity of the show and what's been talked about. And maybe an opportunity that's out there for some kid. So,
what the hell is he talking about?
Zoe always is very...
Lauf's starting to get an abundance of resumes being sent in, multiple resumes from kids out there because of our Fairyland internship that we have going on.
Oh, okay. I do want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I do want to hear about that.
What's that kid done lately, or those kids? How many
the
kids
virtual interns?
Yeah. All these kids now are sending Lauf resumes. Lauf's got a stack of resumes in there.
To be our intern?
Because everybody wants to be an intern on the popular midday show.
We don't even want a virtual intern. We want a real intern.
I want to know what the virtual intern
does. We want an intern in the room here.
It's virtually
useless.
What's he
done for us? Really? You know what happened? Social media caused this because all these kids did the long thank yous on their so grateful for the opportunity and thanking all of us and tagging us.
All right. We'll vent this in a moment.
Yeah.
Let Hardy do the headlines. Collect your thoughts. Tell us what the hell's happening.
What the hell's going on?
That's
here.
Next. I don't know. You're going to tell us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.